You're listening to SBS News.
Blue Mountains resident Lynn Trindle will never forget one fateful October afternoon in 2013. When she looks out the window of her bushland home, she can still see the flames fast approaching and can still feel the emotions.
Absolute horror and terror. I was sitting in this chair that I'm sitting in now and looked to my right and the fire was down on what we call the embankment, and it used to be all really bushy, it was all red. The fire was coming to get us.
But Miss Trindle was one of the lucky ones. She and her house survived the 2013 Blue Mountains fires west of Sydney, considered the worst in New South Wales for 50 years. 248 houses and structures were destroyed, and two people lost their lives. 2019 marks 5 years since the fires ripped through the area, and a number of councils from around the country have met there, not only to commemorate, but to discuss further plans to better protect their communities. Former New South Wales Fire Commissioner Greg Mullins was at the meeting. He was in charge during the 2013 fires and says it was then he realised how increasingly unpredictable and vicious Australian fires were becoming.
That fire was in October, early October. Every other major bushfire in the Blue Mountains going back to the 1940s were between November and January, and it was the most destructive fire in the history of the Blue Mountains. If that doesn't tell people something, then nothing will.
The meeting, run by the Climate Council's Cities Power Partnership, aims to develop new approaches to longer, more intense bushfire seasons, which many believe are fuelled by climate change. Local councillors from all over Australia are taking part, including Tim McNaught, a bushfire management officer from Western Australia.
So consistent with what's happening in a lot of other states in Australia, we're seeing a warming, drying climate trend. They're all being impacted in some way around climate change, whether it is around more flooding, whether it's going to be coastal inundation, whether it's cyclones or whether it's bushfire.
Just last week, at least 120 houses and structures were destroyed in northern New South Wales in a spate of bushfires, just the latest in a string of blazes in the past year. The sheer number concerns Greg Mullins, who believes with Australia's warming climate, there will be more to come.
That's what I fear, that we're going to see more and more serious bushfires, more homes lost, and sadly, people losing their lives. So it does require action from all levels of government to mitigate the risk, to adapt, but also at the highest levels of government to actually tackle climate change.
Carol Hammond also attended the meeting. She's from the regional town of Strathbogie in Victoria. Ms Hammond, a team leader in climate change at the Strathbogie Council, wanted to attend following the 200 fires that burned across her region just last month. She says the aftermath continues to take a toll on people's mental health.
There's a lot of anxiety in the community. We've seen a big rise in anguish and mental stress throughout the community.
Ms Hammond says being a part of these meetings is important in changing the future for not only Strathbogie, but all bushfire-prone communities around Australia. The three key recommendations from the Climate Council are to educate communities on increased bushfire risk, enforce local laws on maintaining fire breaks, and implement the use of bushfire risk maps. They are the recommendations Ms Hammond says her community is well aware needs to be implemented.
There's no doubt in our community's minds that there's a really big change and a really long-term change happening.
In a statement to SBS News, the Department of Environment and Energy has acknowledged an increase in extreme fire weather and fire season length across parts of Australia since the 1970s. It says the Bureau of Meteorology and the CSIRO are monitoring and analysing observed changes in Australia's climate. But for Lynn Trindle, who still fears a repeat of the deadly 2013 fires, more needs to be done.
We live in the bush, we choose to live in the bush, but we don't choose to live with bushfires every 3 to 4 months. And that's exactly what's happening. Politicians also need to be dragged into this. It's not just the local council.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.